This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Online alert. There's more online at npr.org about this next piece on Day to Day. Indeed, it is where you'll find an extended discussion of what we may call the juicy parts. Here we go. Despite all the PR money spent on King Kong, maybe the most talked about movie right now is Brokeback Mountain, because in it, two hunky young movie stars, Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal, play Enos Del Mar and Jack Twist, two cowboys who fall in love and stay in love with each other, even though both marry and have families.
I looked in that case first chance I got, and there was my note still tied there. That line hadn't touched water in its life.
It mean nothing, Elmer.
Don't try and fool me no more, Ennis. I know what it means. Jack Twist. Jack Nasty. You didn't go up there to fish.
The film was directed by Ang Lee, who also made The Ice Storm and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and the comic book movie The Hulk. Brokeback is called a gay movie in most reviews and discussions, but a week ago, the director told me he still isn't sure what to call it.
To be honest with you, I'm puzzled myself. People describe it as a gay cowboy or gay western, which is not so incorrect. It's not like they're not cowboys or they're not gay. But culturally, it has a funny connotation. So I started to call it a love story. But it's usually in movie genre love story, you have very soft approach. And this is a very masculine.
Let me ask you about a moment in the film. The characters, Enos and Jack, have been apart for several years. They reunite. How do you get the coming together of these two heterosexual actors, Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger, in this moment of passion?
Well, they've read the book and the script. I block the scene. They know what to deliver. I just expect them to come with passions. I tell them jokingly that you can never kiss a woman that hard, so go ahead, give me the most Western hero kiss. I was joking. And they know what's the deal, and they delivered quite bravely, I think. And that was the first kissing scene we did in the movie. That was the second week of shooting. We closed the set. It was on the street. We closed for a couple blocks. We clean everything. And then we just go ahead. Actually, we spent more time dealing with the hats because it would fall. It would bump into each other.
Their hats would fall. You can't have a couple
hat fall. No. Yeah. So there was clumsy continuity. So we spent actually more time on dealing with the hats. And I think one take, they bump into each other on the nose because it's so hard and passionate. So it's more technically. I do talk to them through what might go through their mind. So the emotion can be externalized so that the feeling of repression can be seen. It has to take steps. One person kiss the other, how the other takes it and look at him and come back with something. And they both want to be macho. That's a little different from heterosexual kissing, I think. So we did go through that. We never rehearsed the scene.
You didn't?
Just on the day. No, on the day we do blocking and roll the camera, keep it fresh. And they're good actors. I just expect them to do it. If they don't believe it, nobody will. So I told them that much, and we'll see what happens.
What are you shooting on? What is your cinematographer shooting on? Because the blue in that sky, when you first open up in daytime, I look at that, and I don't know if that's really the way the sky looks in Wyoming. I've been in Wyoming. It doesn't always look that way, but it's sort of looks like what I imagine the sky looks like in Wyoming, if you know the distinction.
The writing is saying that the sky is so blue, like you can drink it like porridge. Yeah, I think I was affected by the writing. There are a few shots. I put a little filtration, like gradual, only the very tip, the top tip of the sky. But most of it's the big sky, that's what they call it, in Montana, Wyoming, and certainly where we shot in the southern Alberta of Canada.
What if you and me had a little ranch somewhere, a little
cow and calf operation. Be a sweet life. I mean, hell, Lorraine's old man, you better give me a down payment to get lost. I mean, he more or less already said it.
No, I told you it ain't gonna be that way. The bottom line is, we're around each other, and this thing grabs hold of us again in the wrong place, in the wrong time, and we're dead.
Well, this film, it's already been nominated for 7 Golden Globe Awards. People are certainly saying it's going to get Oscar nominations, and you're likely to get one for Best Director.
When I started out making the movie, I thought it would be limited release. I didn't imagine the success. Just a pretty, to me, overwhelmingly, surprisingly warm reception. And I felt the movie will roll out to more theaters than I imagined. So the phenomenon is a little big than I would imagine. Sometimes get me concerned. I don't know what kind of questions I have to answer.
Well, here's one. How do you measure the success of a film like this? What is it to be successful with this film? Is it to start a national debate about the question?
Yeah,
of...
that's the part I wasn't really eager to anticipate. In my personal life, I have statements to make. I have my inclination, my attitude towards certain social issues and all that. But I wasn't going to do that with the movie. That was not my intention when I started out making the movie. I just try to make a movie that works. I reach out to touch people's heart, make connection with them. And sometimes it becomes an issue of debating, which is not something I'm comfortable with, using this particular material.
Ung Lee, director of Brokeback Mountain, thank you for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you.
And again, there's more at our website, npr.org. Ang Lee explains how he directed The Kiss and what happened with actress Michelle Williams, who plays Heath Ledger's wife in the movie and in real life is his lover.